Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born, that Jesus Christ was commissioned, that Jesus Christ was tempted, that Jesus Christ suffered, that Jesus Christ died, that Jesus Christ rose again. And that same Jesus is alive in you today. Go tell that on the mountain. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Morning, happy Lent. In all the readings, we hear a great deal about temptation and redemption. Women, you often have said that you got framed by Eve. The gospel and the Bible writers. But then Paul sets it right, doesn't he? Because Paul says, as in one man, Paul fell. Paul ignores Eve entirely, apparently, if we're to take him literally. Later on in the book of Romans, we hear Paul write, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, is the man still wrong? You can check that in Romans 18. Sin and redemption, sin and temptation, sin and temptation and redemption. The main aspect of our life in the season of Lent is preparation to renew our baptismal covenant, that we have been created in the image of God and we are restored to that image and likeness, and that we are to live in that image and likeness throughout this new life we have, this new identity we have in Christ. We sometimes make the magical leap to think about the life of Christ as some sort of lovely thing that took place 2,000 years ago, and we should keep it lovely. But it wasn't really lovely in Jesus' own life. And we hear about that unloveliness today in the temptation in the wilderness, which is for us to understand that so Jesus, so humanity, so the church, or so humanity, so Jesus. Jesus became one of us. We go tell that on the mountain, but what does that mean? That means he is tested like one of us. Those testings take place, as we discuss the Bible study in the spinning wheel at 6 a.m. as we do every week. We look at the readings for today, and the people gather around there mention that temptation always seems to be at the very center of our lives, it's our identity, at where we're the strongest. That seems to be where we find the most temptation in life. Our single identity. So Jesus' identity as Messiah is tempted. His self-understanding of what his role is to be is tempted. He is tempted to use power and control rather than love and obedience and sacrifice. You and I are tempted at the places of identity, of who we are, and whose we are. Our central identity as Christians is around that very identity that we are marked as Christ's own. And our identity is confused, and we forget, sometimes on purpose. Jesus was tempted as we are, so that we might know through his life where is our outcome, where is our direction, where is our purpose and our meaning, so that we are not alone. But everything we have gone through, Jesus has gone before. And we have that power of not being alone through him. In the five marks of love that we're studying today, this Lent, every Tuesday night, we're gathering for soup supper from 6 to 9, including a labyrinth walk and nice conversations about our self-understanding and our identity. All that's taking place in this larger idea of ourselves as what defines us and what are the marks of love that define us. And the first one we'll be talking with is about telling our story, telling the story, telling our each personal story in the context of a larger story of Jesus. But I'll say this about this telling. It may be the most loving thing you can do to another. another human being and share with them your story of Christ's story in your life. That might be the most loving thing you can do. But how you do it makes all the difference, because people don't care how much you know unless they know how much you care. And if you go and tell your story as from the position of power, I've got something you don't have, please don't do that. Which is why, you know, the preachers in this congregation generally don't use the second person pronoun. Because it's not about me telling you what to do. Because I would have no authority if I was not honest with you about how broken and tempted I am as a human being. Jesus would have no claim over us were it not for the cross. Jesus would have no identification with us were it not for the temptation in the wilderness. Jesus would have no identification with us were he not weeping at the grave of Lazarus, his friend, as he took pity on the widow in the marketplace that touched his garment, as he included the traitor and sinner Zacchaeus, as he welcomed the woman caught in about to be stoned by other people. So for us, the meditation this Lent is about being authentic with other people and finding our power to tell the story with that honesty. We need to tell the story because it's our story. People don't trust you if they don't know you're broken and you're pretending you're not. I don't trust people who aren't a hypocrite, or at least a hypocrite that admits it. Because I want to know you've got values you can't achieve in life, and that you're sorry you don't. That I'll trust. That's something God can work with. That's a story worthy of telling and retelling. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it that you've been tempted, that you failed, that you were accepted and loved anyway, and that you accepted and loved other people who failed. That is the gospel story. That's a story people need to hear. That's how your good people will trust you. And that's how people will come here and find a welcome for their stories.